Welcome to episode 50 of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, where we master the art of progress through wisdom that transcends time. Your perception of the world fundamentally shapes your experience of it. It is the lens through which you view challenges, opportunities, and your own potential. While many factors contribute to success and happiness, one of the most powerful and controllable is the quality of your outlook. A positive mindset is not about ignoring reality or pretending problems don't exist. It's a strategic framework for seeing possibilities, building resilience, and unlocking your full potential. A positive outlook is a timeless tactic, a principle recognized by ancient philosophers, brilliant strategists, and modern psychologists alike. It is the inner resource that transforms obstacles into stepping stones and setbacks into learning opportunities. Today, we explore how this powerful perspective can reshape your life, drawing on the enduring wisdom of Stoicism, the strategic insights of Sun Tzu, and the intentional clarity of minimalism. Defining true positivity. Authentic positivity is often misunderstood. It is not blind optimism or the suppression of negative emotions. Instead, it is the practice of maintaining a constructive and hopeful attitude even when faced with adversity. It is a conscious choice to focus on what can be done rather than dwelling on what cannot be changed. This is a skill, a form of mental discipline that can be cultivated over time. Research in the field of positive psychology has repeatedly demonstrated the tangible benefits of a positive outlook. Barbara Fredrickson's broaden and build theory suggests that positive emotions like joy, gratitude, and interest actually broaden our awareness and encourage novel, exploratory thoughts and actions. Over time, these broadened mindsets build durable personal resources, from physical health and psychological resilience to social connections and intellectual skills. This modern understanding echoes ancient wisdom. The great thinkers of the past knew that our inner state was the key to a good life. They didn't have fMRI scans, but they had a deep understanding of human nature, and they all pointed toward the power of a disciplined, positive mind. The Stoic art of cheerful acceptance. The Stoic philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome might seem like an unlikely source for lessons on positivity. They are often associated with enduring hardship and suppressing emotion. However, a deeper look reveals that their entire philosophy is a system for cultivating a resilient and positive inner state, regardless of external circumstances. The Stoic principle of amor fati, the love of one's fate, is the ultimate expression of strategic positivity. It doesn't mean passively accepting whatever happens. It means actively embracing your reality, including its challenges, as precisely what you need to grow and become stronger. Marcus Aurelius expressed this idea perfectly. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This is not a call to enjoy pain, but to find purpose in it. It is the choice to see every obstacle not as a roadblock, but as a training ground for virtue. This reframing is a powerful act of positivity. It transforms you from a victim of circumstance into an active participant in your own development. Stoic positivity practices practice gratitude. Seneca wrote extensively on the importance of being grateful for what you have, rather than longing for what you don't. Start or end your day by listing three specific things you are thankful for. Focus on your control. The Stoics taught the dichotomy of control, distinguishing between what is up to us and what is not. Focusing your energy on your own thoughts and actions, which are within your control, fosters a sense of agency and reduces feelings of helplessness. Negative visualization. Paradoxically, imagining the loss of what you value can cultivate profound appreciation for it. This practice, far from being morbid, enhances your positivity by reminding you not to take your current blessings for granted. Sun Tzu's strategic optimism. Sun Tzu, the legendary military strategist, would have understood the tactical advantage of a positive mindset. In The Art of War, he emphasizes the importance of morale. A general who can maintain the spirit and confidence of their troops, even in the face of setbacks, holds a significant advantage. An army that believes it can win is far more likely to do so. This same principle applies to our personal lives. Your mindset is your inner morale. If you believe you can overcome a challenge, you are more likely to find the resources and creativity to do so. Sun Tzu wrote, In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. This is the essence of strategic optimism. It is the ability to look at a difficult or confusing situation and identify the potential for advantage. A positive outlook allows you to see options that a negative or fearful mindset would miss. It keeps your mind open to creative solutions and encourages you to take calculated risks. A leader consumed by pessimism will be paralyzed by fear, while a strategically optimistic leader will see the same situation as a chance to innovate and gain ground. Strategic positivity, applications. Identify the opportunity in every challenge. When faced with a problem, train yourself to ask, "What is the opportunity here?" This shifts your brain from a threat response mode to a problem solving mode. Focus on strengths. A positive leader knows their own strengths and the strengths of their team. They focus on leveraging these assets rather than obsessing over weaknesses. Maintain momentum. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledging progress, no matter how minor, builds momentum and reinforces a positive, forward-looking perspective. The minimalist path to a positive mind. Minimalism, the philosophy of living with only the essentials, provides a powerful framework for cultivating positivity. It works by intentionally removing the sources of negativity and distraction from your life. Clutter, whether physical or mental, creates stress and drains energy. By simplifying your environment and your commitments, you create space for peace and positivity to flourish. A cluttered home, a packed schedule, and an overwhelming to-do list all contribute to a feeling of being burdened and out of control. These external factors directly impact your internal state. Minimalism encourages you to ask a fundamental question: does this add value to my life? By applying this filter, you systematically eliminate things, activities, and even relationships that foster negativity. This process of subtraction doesn't leave a void. It creates an abundance of what matters most: time, energy, and mental clarity. With these resources, it becomes far easier to maintain a positive outlook because you are no longer constantly fighting against the friction of non-essential baggage. Minimalist positivity practices. Curate your information diet. Just as you are what you eat, you are what you consume mentally. Limit your exposure to constant negative news and social media outrage. Fill your mind with content that is inspiring, educational, and uplifting. Simplify your commitments. An overcommitted schedule is a primary source of stress. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your core priorities. This frees up energy for the people and activities that bring you joy. Create a restful environment. Your physical space impacts your mental state. A clean, organized, and simple environment can have a calming effect and reduce underlying stress, making it easier to maintain a positive mindset. Practical strategies to cultivate positivity. Building a positive mindset is a daily practice, not a one-time decision. It requires consistent effort to rewire your thought patterns and build new mental habits. Start your day with intention. The first moments of your day can set the tone for everything that follows. Instead of immediately reaching for your phone and diving into emails or news, take 5 minutes to set a positive intention. This could be a moment of gratitude, a short meditation, or simply thinking about one thing you are looking forward to. Practice mindful reappraisal. When you face a setback, your initial reaction might be negative. Mindful reappraisal is the practice of pausing and consciously choosing a more constructive interpretation of the event. For example, instead of thinking, "I failed the presentation," you could reframe it as, "I learned what I need to work on for my next presentation." Keep a success journal. We often have a negativity bias, meaning we remember our failures more vividly than our successes. Counteract this by keeping a journal where you record your wins, no matter how small. Acknowledging your progress reinforces your sense of capability and builds a positive self-image. Surround yourself with positive people. Your social environment has a huge impact on your mindset. Emotions are contagious. Spend time with people who are supportive, optimistic, and encouraging. Limit your time with those who are constantly negative or critical. Engage in acts of kindness. Helping others is one of the most effective ways to boost your own happiness and positivity. When you perform an act of kindness, your brain releases chemicals like oxytocin and dopamine, which create a feeling known as the helper's high. These small acts shift your focus from your own problems to the well-being of others, fostering a sense of connection and purpose. The unstoppable power of a positive outlook. A positive mindset is not about wishful thinking. It is a strategic tool that broadens your perspective, builds your resilience, and unlocks your potential. It allows you to see the opportunity in chaos, to find purpose in hardship, and to focus your energy on what truly matters. The timeless wisdom of the Stoics, the strategic genius of Sun Tzu, and the intentional clarity of minimalism all point to the same truth. Your inner world creates your outer world. By taking deliberate control of your mindset, you gain a powerful lever for shaping your reality. Your journey to unstoppable growth is fueled by the energy you bring to it each day. Choose to cultivate a positive outlook, practice gratitude, seek opportunity, and simplify your life to make space for what brings you joy. This is not a denial of life's difficulties, but a powerful affirmation of your ability to meet them with strength, creativity, and hope. Thank you for joining us for episode 50 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Remember that your outlook is a choice, and it is one of the most powerful choices you can make. Until next time, stay positive and keep moving forward.